Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 15th annual CUNY Asian American Film Festival, presented by the Asian American Asian Research Institute, also known as ARI, A-A-A-R-I. My name is Young Jung from Brooklyn College. I'm Education Coordinator for New Media and Digital Technology, Program Director of a CUNY Study Abroad in South Korea, also and a board member of ARI. No one say I know because I have a script, so I have to follow this guideline. Maybe a little bit, maybe boring, but please allow me to read, and I try to pronounce it as clearly. So on behalf of the Institute and our festival chair, I want to thank all of you for joining us at tonight's event. So maybe I should just hold it. Can you hear me clearly? Thank you. So I have to say many thanks also to CUNY Graduate Center for continuing to host the festival at the Martin Segal Theater. Also, we have two great staff here, to the ARI staff to organizing the event, William and Anthony. Thanks so much. Lastly, the Con Edison for theater, a generous sponsorship of tonight's first place awards over $250 in each of our submission categories. So soon we receive the cash prize tonight. Since 2004, the Asian American Asian Research Institute has screened and awarded student film from throughout the City University of New York that involve key Asian production personnel or deals with Asian American, Asian themes. The festival has awarded over $11,000 the last 15 years to 71 students throughout CUNY. And tonight we will be adding to that list a brand new group of talented filmmakers. So regarding tonight's program, we will be screening a total of four films, roughly an hour running time. After screening, we will present awards for winner and runner-up in the categories of a documentary and fiction film. Please note that the only films that have met the festival's judging criteria will receive a prize, and that not all categories will receive a runner-up prize. So this year, we received a film from students attending Brooklyn College, CSI, and New York City College of Technology, also Hunt College. So if you didn't hear your school listed, we encourage you or your fellow student to submit a film next year. But this is very important because, you know, about 15% of the population in New York City are Asian or Asian American. Most people have the assumption that, I don't know, this is my assumption also too, that Asian people only are involved in computer science, economics, or business. This is not the case, right? So now Asians are not only scientists, but we are also artists too. So I believe this Asian American Film Festival is a good representation to the community. So this is a very important event we present. We are not only scientists, but also artists. So now, without further ado, please enjoy tonight's selections for the 2018 CUNY Asian American Film Festival. Do you like it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I think this film shows that we are not only like a great director, but also we are very, very great creative thinkers. So you can prove that always here. So now, we have to, this is the moment that we've been waiting for. Like, we need to know who's the winner and the run-ups. So each, the prize awards for winners and run-up recipient in each category will have $250 and $100 respectively. Should I announce first, or... Okay. So after student, after receiving your awards, please stay up here to the side, for group photo afterwards. So first category of documentary film, like last year, we only have a best film prize. This film passed our scoring, threshold. Extremely great film. And then I think it's very obvious from, tonight's program and, screening. So first, you can help me. First, the category for the best documentary goes to, I think it's too obvious. I don't want to make a surprise. I think you should come on now, you know who. Okay. Yeah. Do I need to announce name? It's up and down. Mission at 311, best documentary film. So now category of a fiction film, the runner-up awards goes to, I have to see that, I didn't look at it yet. This is XY, runner-up fiction film, Mi-Soon Kim, please come on. Okay, so finally, the winner for best fiction film goes to...
Where the Sun... Oh, I'm sorry.
Where the Sun Rise... Okay, so we have one more also a great film maker. Also, we like to give her a certificate of appreciation. So, last one is... The certificate is given to Alice Shin. She's here. This is time to have a Q&A. So if you have any questions, I think this is time you can ask. The director, yes, I can give it to you.
I really enjoyed all the films, but just want to ask, I know that you're responding, I guess we'll represent your friends, but can you just give a high-level overview, like what makes you pick that topic? Go, you know, from the one person forward.
Why did I pick up the topic? Because the character, the main character is my teacher, is my piano teacher, so we have a strong, you know, friendship, and he's also one of the famous, he's one of the important figures for me since I came here. So that's the reason I picked him, and also his story, as you saw it, is really, you know, I'm interested in history, and also music, so, I think that film shows a great, you know, combination of two of them. So that's the reason why I picked.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
One of my friends has the hormone issue, so I just picked that and just created my story.
Takuma wanted to create a film about his own life. He also starred in that film, and he wanted to... create a film about his experience being an international student at the College of Staten Island.
I just wanted to do a ghost story.
What is the most challenging in actually producing the film, and then how long it takes for you to come and complete everything from beginning to end to have this final product? Anyone of you can just...
You can just ask one of them first.
Oh, okay. I really like the touching piece, 311.
Language barrier for me. And because this is my first time to interview native speakers. I haven't never done before. So I was a little bit nervous, you know. And also because it's not a happy story. And I was, you know, worried about how to attack the point without offending them. So for me, that was a little bit challenging, you know.
Did he ask?
You?
We'll give him all down.
Yeah.
One of the struggles that Takuma faced in the edit room was trying to perfect the edit. So he spent a lot of hours. He actually, the version that was screened today was different than the version that he originally had over a year ago. So he continued working on it after, you know, he took a break and came back to look at it again. And one particular issue was on the scene on the harbor. The sound quality when he first recorded it wasn't very good. So he had to get his actor and himself in, and they ADR'd everything in that scene. I was assistant editor, so I could speak to this. And he had to ADR everything for that scene. And it wasn't perfect ADR, if you noticed, but we felt that it helped the film because it's kind of a... those scenes are the script that's in his film, so it's kind of not reality. So he thought that made it sort of magical inside a film.
What were some of the most rewarding moments in some of these films for you?
I was glad I finished it. It was my first film, and it was actually a school assignment, so I was just glad I was able to say I finished a film.
I don't know if I could speak to that.
I'm glad I can graduate, because this is my thesis film. And also, I'm so glad that the subject of my film is so very, very, very happy, because this is also very important for to his family, the whole stuff. Yeah. So
I have a question. Actually, who was the person who playing the piano in the movie? Because your film, it was you?
No, it wasn't me. That was my friend. Yeah. I was more like a fake scene, but you know, yeah. He just came with me because he has a car. Yeah. So I just took advantage of him. And then he is also a pianist. So I knew he was going to have mutual, you know, how to say, communication through music with my teacher. So I just let them play out. And then it really looked like, you know, he was teaching.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a very smart choice. It looks pretty attentive.
Yeah.
And I have one more question, actually, for everyone, pretty much. You know, that you guys are still like a student filmmaker, and then I'm sure you guys will have some financial issues always when you produce and direct films. So, what kind of the budget did you have when you produced the film?
I'll try to keep as less as I can. I don't have a lot. You mean the budget?
Budget-wise, the time and budget.
You know, it's relatively smaller production. It doesn't, you know, compare with other films. I don't think mine has a lot of, I don't think I spend a lot of money to make it. So I try.
But I'm sure your father and mother is here. You can ask them more money for the next film. That's why.
Yeah, I will try to do that next time.
I spend $3,000.
Wow.
Because it's my thesis film and I rented all gear from school, so it was
virtually no budget for this project. Takuma did tell me to say that any monetary awards he wins today is going to go directly towards future projects. But this one, because the equipment was for free and the crew he had was very small and they all work for free because they're all students, and the actor free, locations were free.
I'm in the same situation. Everything was free except for food, so I spent around a little over $100 for food for 2 days.
Great. So anyone has any questions? If you don't have it, I'm going to have one last question. Okay, so I'm sure you have a lot of fellow friends and also your filmmaker friends. Do you have anything to say to your friends or like someone who is doing similar production? What's your advice or suggestion?
I feel like I don't have that much to say because I'm really a beginner filmmaker, but I feel like if you're inspired and you keep making films, that you'll get better, like with anything. And even coming here today to see other people, you know, trying to achieve this goal is something that we should all kind of be grateful for, and I'm really thankful for that.
I think the advice is in the film Where the Sun Rises, if you're creating something, try your best to create it the way you see it, the way you want it. I know that's not always possible because filmmaking is a collaborative effort, and sometimes there's producers that have says and things, but according to that film, and I agree with it, make the film the way you want to create your art.
I think making good friend and the meeting good mentor is really important. I really think for Young, he really helped me a lot, always.
For me, it's because mine is different than yours. It's documentary stuff. I think most important thing for me is to find story right next to you. Like, it doesn't have to be a bigger one. I think you need to find like a smaller story that has, that probably, probably has a bigger impact, or maybe it's a reflection of a bigger picture of our world or something like that.
Great. So, you know, as you noticed that probably you, because one of the directors is Korean, two directors are Korean, one from China, and then your director is Japanese.
Yes.
So it was very interesting, like a combination. And then I have one last question. I'm sorry, I said one last, but this is a really last question. So how do you feel when you work with the Asian filmmaker?
Particularly working with Takuma, it's just because there is a culture difference. He's not Asian American. He's born and raised in Japan. And, I think just having that different perspective, he sees things differently. It's really great. And I love that about him. And he brings everything to his work. And he's like very passionate about producing work that reflects his experiences and his culture, and I totally get behind that. The film that we're actually working on next is something that is that combines a lot of different ethnic backgrounds, because it's like a New York story. So we're excited for that.
Okay, I'd like to congratulate one more time this director, the winner. Thanks so much for coming here today. Thank you to everyone again for attending tonight's CUNY Asian Award Film Festival. On behalf of the Asian American Asian Research Institute, have a wonderful summer, and we look forward to more fantastic films for next year. Good night, and have a great Memorial Day weekend.